Hello. Is this Kathy?
Yes.
How are you today, ma'am?
Good.
Great. My name is Tony, and I'm conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. To make sure that we're speaking to people of all ages, are you between 21, 29, 30 and 49, 50 and 64, or are you over 65?
Over 65.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, what is your gender?
Female.
I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to legal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never? Try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Twice a month.
Okay. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrate in any form, hash or hash oil? Never? Try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month,
once a month. A week.
Okay. How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or electronic cigarettes? Never? Try it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Once a week.
Okay. And I'm going to read to you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know. For each statement, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Would you agree? Strongly agree? Disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Parents should not let teens use marijuana. Would you agree? Strongly agree?
Agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use electronic cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Would you agree, okay. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I agree.
parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agreed.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
I agree.
Okay. And most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
I agree.
I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or electronic cigarettes.
I agree. Aren't you repeating these questions?
You know, I believe that some of them repeat, but for certain phrases. But I'm going to check on that, okay? I'm very sorry. I thank you, though. I mean, I know it's a little bit long, but it is something good for the youth of the community. Now, my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
I agree.
Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
I agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate their children with about the importance of not using alcohol.
I agree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use electronic cigarettes.
I agree.
My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Yes, I agree.
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Yes, I agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
I agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
I agree.
Okay, we're almost done. Now, how often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never? Try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Twice a month.
Okay. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor? Never?
Never.
Okay. How often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never?
Never.
Okay, great. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never?
Are not using alcohol?
Yes. Yeah, sometimes
never.
It's never. Okay. How would you describe yourself? American Indian or Alaskan Native? Asian? South Asian or Asian American? Black or African American? Hispanic or Latino? White or other?
White.
Okay. And as a token of our appreciation, the PATH Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization that you would like our coalition to donate on your behalf. JCC Schools Social and Emotional Learning Committee, the Bio Girls of Jackson, and Lakefield, Bio Girls of Jackson Lakefield, or Jackson County Food for Kids.
What was the first one?
JCC is Schools Social and Emotional Learning Committee.
The first one.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you very much. We are done with the survey. I truly thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Day.